USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says his administration will be putting pressure on governors nationwide to reopen K through 12 schools this fall, despite the continuing pandemic.
Everybody wants it. The moms want it. The dads want it. The kids want it. It's time to do it.
Speaking yesterday at the White House, the president said he doesn't want governors to keep schools closed for political reasons. And in his remarks, Vice President Mike Pence said there's no substitute for in-class learning. The United States is officially out of the World Health Organization in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. President Trump had announced in May that the U.S. would be terminating its partnership. He said the WHO had failed to make the requested and greatly needed reforms he's been calling for. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Did you hear that David Horowitz, author of the new book Blitz, is predicting more protests against President Trump this summer? In Blitz, Horowitz is warning that Antifa wants to stop Trump at any cost. Blitz is already a number one Amazon bestseller. All this week, tune in every night at 7 p.m. Eastern to Greg Kelly Reports on Newsmax TV as Greg goes behind the scenes with Horowitz to find out the real agenda of Antifa and other radical groups. Newsmax TV ratings are up 200%, and it's already the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Find Greg Kelly on Newsmax TV. Everyone carries us. DirecTV 349, Dish 216, Xfinity 1115, Spectrum, Cox, Optimum 102, UVerse 1220, Fios 615, Suddenlink 102, Mediacom 277, WOW, Armstrong, and more. And don't forget to get Blitz at bookstores or check out the free offer from Newsmax and save $28. Just call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to blitz411.com, blitz411.com.
Another major American company announces some major job cuts because of the pandemic. Here's more from USA Radio's John Hunt.
In another major cut due to the coronavirus, Levi's has said that it will cut 7,000 jobs, or about 15% of its worldwide corporate workforce, as it deals with a sharp drop in sales. The San Francisco-based jean maker said the layoffs will save about $100 million per year and won't affect workers at its stores or factories.
The White House says Mary Trump's tell-all book about the president's family is a book of falsehoods. White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany telling reporters that the book from the president's niece is filled with what she calls ridiculous, absurd allegations that she says have absolutely no bearing in truth. Mary Trump is claiming, among other things, that President Trump and his siblings devalued assets and committed fraud. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide-and-seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Five men rescued and now safe after their boat capsized in the Long Island Sound. It was approximately 4:40 yesterday afternoon Eastern when the 911 call came in regarding an incident just off the coast of Crab Meadow Beach. Three passengers who were wearing life vests were able to swim to a nearby beach, and officers threw a flotation device to the remaining two men who were not wearing life jackets. Colorado State University researchers are predicting an active hurricane season this year, the latest forecast showing 20% higher named storms this year. They predict that 9 of them will become hurricanes and 4 of them will become major hurricanes. The last time CSU had predicted this many named storms was in 2005. And a Florida woman is running for the kids. Karen Lubetsky ran 150 miles straight in order to raise money for the Childhood Cancer Project. It took the 49-year-old a little over 38 hours to run those 150 miles without stopping, raising over $12,000 for the organization. Lubetsky is an ultra-marathon runner, and since COVID-19 has canceled other races she was training for. And again, you can always find us online at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.